Adam Barrett, thanks for joining us on Stags. Now, can you tell us your career since you left the Stags?
Obviously, I went to Bristol Rovers after that and had 2 years there. And then had the chance to come back and play at my hometown club of Southend and grabbed it with both hands. And this is my fourth season with the club. And obviously, since I come to Southend, we had two difficult years at Bristol Rovers, captain there for 2 years, but we was... had a couple of relegation battles. Come to Southend, it's just been fantastic. Two promotions at the U in the Championship, where we got relegated, which was a disappointment. But then we're up there again this year, and hopefully we can get straight back up there.
Yeah, if I can take you back, way back to 2000, can you remember how you first joined Mansfield?
Yeah, it was I was at Plymouth at the time, and the new manager had just came in, and I was suspended when he first came in, so. Obviously I didn't play and then he kept the same team for a few weeks and I was a regular at Plymouth, probably a bit young, and I went in and said I want to play football, and it was Paul Sturrock, and he didn't know too much about us. Obviously he was a Scottish up in Scotland, he's come down, so like I said, I was just looking to get out, and then heard that Billy was interested, you needed a defender, and just went from there really, and I was interested to come and play for the Stags, and like I said, they showed the interest, and that's it. Just went from there.
It's always difficult when managers change. What happened when the manager changed? Because Billy did and left, and was it Stuart Watkins took over?
Yeah, Billy left. Quite a shock to us, really. We just had the good cup run, and it was after the Leicester game away. We got beat 2-1, and he sort of told us then. It was around Christmas. I think we were third in the table, and everything was looking really good. And he came in and just says that he was leaving. So it was a big shock to the players, yeah, definitely. And then Stuart, obviously, was his number two at the time. He'd taken over from Mark Kearney, who was there the year before. And then, like I said, Stuart just took over and carried on from there.
I've got my facts. You'll probably tell me if they're wrong, that you played 34 times and scored once. You never really had a good run in the Stags. Did you think you was given a fair chance, or perhaps you were a little bit too young at the time?
No, I remember when I first come, I think I played the first... 13 games and it went really well. Then I got injured in the January and I was out for, I think it was 8.5 months in the end with my ankle. I had to have two operations and that was a very, very frustrating team. But then the promotion winning year, I come back, I think I started in October and I think I played most of that season then. So no, I thought nothing wrong with that. I thought I got a fair crack in the team. Like I said, I played an awful lot of games in the promotion winning campaign. I had still problems with me ankle at the time. Hadn't quite got over it fully and playing. I can always remember playing on painkillers and things like that at times. But like I said, and then Stuart at the end of that season didn't obviously want to offer us another contract. Well, they had offered us one contract and then they withdrew it. So it sort of, we just parted company that way, really. I think he was looking elsewhere, and that's football and that's people's opinion, so that's what you have to take on the chin and then look elsewhere.
Who were the best Stags players you played with then?
Obviously, I was there with Chrissy Greenacre. Les Robinson was a great player to play alongside. I was there with Stuart Hicks for a little bit, and it was a shame that he got injured, and so did myself, because I think in the partnership we had in the 10-15 games we had together, we'd done really well, and unfortunately he got injured, and then myself. But yeah, there's a few there. Still got some really good friends. Martin Pemberton, still a very, very close friend of mine. Chrissy Greenacre's a close friend. Been to each other's weddings and things like that. Keep in contact with Kevin Pilkington. Still keep in contact with himself. And Michael Bingham, who didn't, I think, only play once for the Stags. He was the reserve keeper at the time. Very, very close friends with him. So I had a nice time there. And like I said, I've got five or six of my really close friends from my time at Mansfield.
How did you end up leaving then? What was the story behind you leaving?
I had a contract offer to us. I think it was just after the Leicester game, after Christmas. Obviously, we was third in the table. But I personally wasn't happy with it. And then it just went on and on and on. And then the club decided to withdraw the offer and let me go on a freebie. So then, like I said, the decision's out of my hands. Then I have to go and look for another club, and Bristol Rovers were the ones who showed the interest.
So if I said to you, regrets, I've had a few?
No, not really. No, I don't look at that because at the time you do things and you believe in what you're doing is right. So to look back, you can always look back in hindsight and say, oh, I wish this or wish that. But no, I've got no regrets in football. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed every club I've been at. But like I said, this is my hometown club now and I love it here and really enjoying my football. And no, I'm pleased. I played at Plymouth in Bristol, up in Mansfield. It's good experience. Like I said, I was young when I was there. So it's good to move away from home and have them experiences. But no, I've got no regrets, no regrets. And like I said, things happen in football, people change clubs and move on, and that's part and parcel of it.
What about what's happening at Mansfield now, second to bottom of the league and, well, sort of in turmoil, selling the club? Do you still look for the results?
Yeah, of course I do. I think it's very sad. Like I said, I had a nice relationship with the supporters up there and got some fond memories of the club. Like I said, got a promotion there and things like that. So it's very sad to see. I don't like to see my former club in the position they're in. It's a great little club, family orientated, and we had fantastic backing there. So it's very sad to see it. Yeah, and obviously when Bill went back there as well, I mean, I hold Bill in very, very high esteem. And yeah, it's a shame. It's like I said, it's sad to see, and I just hope that Mansfield can get themselves out of trouble.
Much has been said about the chairman, Keith Haslam, who was there when you were there. What sort of relationship did you have with Keith?
Didn't really have much of one, to be honest. He's the chairman. Not many players have relationships with their chairman. You don't really see them too much. The relationship you have is with your manager and your staff. So I can't really comment on Keith too much because, like I said, on day-to-day dealings and that, I never really had anything to do with him.
I'll put you on the spot now, Adam.
No.
What about your finest moment as a Mansfield Town player? What sticks out as a Mansfield Town player?
My finest moment, I'd have to say the promotion. Yeah, the promotion, when we got promotion that day. I think the night after was the finest moment when there was a few beers drunk in the town. But yeah, like I said, it was fantastic to be a part of that season. We had some really good time. And like I said, I've got some really good friends there. So, but that was something that I'll always regard very highly and something that I'll always remember.
Yeah, for Mansfield, one goal in your 34 appearances, and you come to Bristol Rovers and Southend, and all of a sudden you're a goal machine.
Yeah, well, I mean, I scored a few for Plymouth before, and I always fancied that I'd score a few. And I think I scored the one goal early on as well in my Mansfield career. And like I said, it was a bit stop-start for me there with the injuries. And I was always playing with little niggly injuries after my ankle. Like I said, I was out 8.5 months with that, two operations. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get over it and to get back to your best. And it certainly did that for me. And maybe that had something to do with it, I don't know. But I can't really put my finger on it. I always fancy that I can score a few goals. And obviously, since I come to Southend, that's been proved right.
Yeah, Southend, I believe it's your hometown club.
Yeah, it is my hometown club. I was born in Romford, but I moved down here when I was young. My mum and dad are all East End. My dad's an East End boy, and he moved down here. So all my life, I've been brought up in Southend, and like I said, I've got some fantastic memories. My childhood, who was here, I used to come and watch the Blues on the terraces as a boy, and now to play for them, it's a dream come true for us.
What's your ambitions left in football then?
Obviously, we want to play at the highest level possible. My main ambition at the moment is to get this club back in the Championship. We've got some exciting times ahead with the stadium being, and when we get there, I'm looking to stay there. So now I've still got my best years now. I'm come 28, so my next 4 years are going to probably be my best years as a centre half. So I'm looking to win as many things as possible, get out of this league, and stay in the Championship.
Thanks, Adam. On behalf of all Stags fans, good luck.
Cheers, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.